impressed to let me be here connected most of the time, unless I'm a problem, but most of the time I am 24/7. This is Kilo Delta 6, Mike Hotel Sugar from Southern California, standing by.
KD6MHS, this is KK4JZX, thank you very much. And I see that AE5YC is on, and Brad, who I always forget his call sign. All right, this is KK4JZX, standing by.
KK4JZX, A5YC, Jose, you got a copy?
AE5YC, got a copy. Got some... are you traveling, Herb? Sounds like there's some road noise there in the background. KK4JZX.
Yeah, Roger. I want to let you know I had a little emergency situation came up, so I'm mobile on my way to Tennessee, the Louisiana Tech border. I'm going to pick my daughter up and bring her back to New Orleans. So I'm not going to try to check. I'm too noisy in the car. I forgot to grab my head. I kind of walked out in a hurry there. Over.
Understood, Herb. We'll try to find somebody here who can back me up in the event that I can't make it through the entire net. Hopefully I'll make it through the entire net. No problems, barring any issues here. But I understand. And keep me posted, and we'll try to chat tomorrow. You take care of yourself, and drive safely. KK4JZX.
Thanks, Jose. I appreciate it. Definitely would rather be relaxed and in chat than having to run. But you got to do what you got to do. So I'll be picking my daughter up in the next hours, and then I got to turn around and drive right back. So I'll catch you tomorrow. I should be running the net, barring anything unforeseen. You guys have a great day. Run off and focus on the road. 85YC. I'll be clear.
All right, Herb. And right now it is about 7 p.m. Central Time. We're about to begin the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet for October 18th, 2012. I'm looking for anyone that would like to back me up in the event that I cannot continue. And KA0PQW, are you available? This is KK4JZX.
How you doing there, Jose?
KA0PQW. How's it going, Matt? This is KK4JZX. We have we're starting our TechNet in about a minute. It's probably one past the hour, but that's okay. Herb had to get away and get on an emergency. He's actually on the road. He won't be able to make it as a backup. So looking for a backup for tonight. This is KK4JZX.
I'll be around here, Jose. Don't worry about it. Something should come up. I don't think there'll be a problem. K0PQW.
All right, K0PQW. And thank you very much, Matt. We're about to begin. And AE5YC, unless you have any further comments, do you have any final comments, Herb, before we clear you out here? This is KK4JZX.
No, thanks, guys. Have a great night. I wish I could participate, but I know if I leave the radio on, listen, I'll try and talk, and it's just not safe to do while driving, so at least not for me. So anyway, I got a haul, and I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Have a great night. 85YC, going QRT.
All right, Herb, AE5YC, this is KK4JZX. Thank you very much. It is now 7:02 p.m. Central Time, and this is the Handy Ham TechNet, the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. It is October 18th, 2012. I would say this is our seventh TechNet, and all of the TechNets thus far have been very exciting and very instructive. I'd like to welcome you all to the Handy Ham again, to the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet for Thursday, October 18th. And we only have one rule here, and that is one rule and one request. the number one rule is that this is a directed net. The rest of it is open for discussion. And if you guys could make sure that we're checking in through the net controller, which is KK4JZX, that is me. That'll be how we want to do this with the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. All right, let's get started. It is. It promises to be exciting. All of the tech nets thus far have been really exciting, and a lot of things have been discussed. But before I get started with check-ins, I'd like to take any emergency or priority traffic at this time. Is there any emergency or priority traffic at this time? Please go ahead. This is KK4 JZX. All right. So with nothing heard regarding priority or emergency traffic, we'll go ahead and move on. Again, we're starting the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet for October 18th, 2012. At this time, are there any announcements that anybody would like to make? Any announcements that anybody would like to make at this time? Go ahead. All right. Again, this is KK4JZX. We are going to begin the TechNet. And remember, we are talking about technology, and it is not limited to any particular subject. We have been talking about antennas. We've been talking about Echolink. You name it, we've been talking about it, and it's been really good. I know there have been many subjects of interest, especially with recent purchases of handy talkie radios and talking about RF exposure. We've done it all thus far. Not all, but we've done quite a bit. I know that we're never going to cover everything, but at this time, I'd like to take any check-ins. Remember, any questions, any comments, any announcements that you'd like to make, any tips are welcome here on the Handy Ham TechNet. Go ahead.
KD0 Echo Tank Back.
Number Victor X-ray Papa.
Bravo 5, Uniform Juliet Mike.
KD5 Echo Leon Victor.
Okay, we're gonna stop right there right now. I've got most of the stations, I think, but I've got the second station that checked in after Phil. I believe I know who it is, but I can't put the name together. I only got the last part of that ER. Go ahead and come back with your call sign, and then we'll continue with the rest of the stations. KK4JZX. Okay, do you guys copy? This is KK4JZX. I've got some stations. But I need the second station to come back. This is KK4JZX.
Did you get N1VXP, November 1, Victor X-ray Papa?
Yes, I did. I did get that station, and I apologize for that. It's just that my keyboard got stuck here for some reason. I got KD0ETQ, and I've got a second station which ends with ER. I didn't quite get it at the end there. Then I got VXP. Then I got KB6JM. And then I think I got Buddy here. Buddy, KB5 ELM. ELV, sorry about that. And then I got Linton, ECO. But I'd like if that second station would come back and repeat the call sign, please. This is KK4JZX.
Did you get Whiskey Bravo 9, Sierra Lima Mike? The handle is Chris.
When you said ER, you're referring to somebody else.
Okay. let's take a step back here. I apologize. There were lots of stations coming in, and I'm going to try to take them in the order that they came in, but I've got two stations that came in at the end there. One that said that ER was incorrect, but what is your call sign? And then the station before that, I'll call you as soon as I get the call sign for the second station. This is KK4JZX. Okay, so why don't we do this? Since a bunch of stations came in, I'd like to take KD0ETQ, and then I'll take any other stations that I don't think I was able to get. So, and I'll call you out. I'll call out what I got, and then once I take Phil, please come back. Those two stations that I could not get. I really apologize for this. It's just that so many stations came in, I was having trouble typing them in. So I've got KD0ETQ, and then I've got that second station that I'm going to come back to. I got VXP. And then I've got KB6JM, I got Buddy Brannon, which is KB5ELV, and then a Linton ECO. And those last two stations, I'll come back to you. I apologize for that. Phil, KD0ETQ, go ahead. This is KK4JZX.
No, okay, Jose. You're at Quebec, Phil, in St. Louis. I'm going to kind of be half listening and half watching tonight, so I'm just getting ready to start, and since I'm in St. Louis, I gotta be watching it. So, the only thing I was nice. I had that problem with the Well, I figured out how to do it by keypad, and then 2 days ago I figured out the software started working. Well, what I did is, actually wasn't sucking. I had the wrong software. I had to download some VIP software, which it works fine. You know, I took the thing, you know, went and read from a radio, copied everything, made it a file, and then I've got four or five different files with different sets of repeaters, you know, ones that I've, I got one set where I, you know, just set the ones I've, you know, been able to contact a lot of different ones. So that problem solved. The only thing I was going to ask, it wasn't a problem, it was just a question I had. I've been hearing a lot about this. I see a lot of woods on Echolink, and I don't know really what it is. Maybe called D-Star, I believe, and another one's called All-Star. Maybe somebody can tell me what that is. I don't know. Is that a radio type? Is that a transmission type? Is it something? I don't know. If somebody can tell me what D-Star and All-Star is. That's about all. KD0 Echo Tango Quebec.
KD0 ETQ, this is KK4 DayZX. Thank you very much, Phil. I finally remembered the second station. That was Jennifer. I'm sure it was Jennifer. But Phil, we let's see if somebody here in the group would have will have an answer for you on D-Star and All-Star. I am not allowed to. I'm not going to be allowed to answer any questions at this time regarding technology because I am a net controller tonight. I apologize for the confusion as well, folks. But I'm going to take Jennifer, which is. I know it's Jennifer. So go ahead, Jennifer, with your call sign. I didn't quite get it. It got broken up. I apologize for that. This is KK4, JZX.
Okay, so I don't really have anything for you tonight, though. I just wanted to make a suggestion that since the station you were trying to get is, it would have been better for you to say the last station instead of the second station, then it would be less confusing, just for your information. But, yeah, I don't have anything. Casey 9AGR back to you.
Thank you, KC9AGR. Appreciate that. And, of course, I take suggestions. You know, I've, of course, I'm very new at this, so I'm gonna be making some mistakes, and I really appreciate that you guys are helping me with that. And, all right, so let's see. We have N9VXP. Go ahead. This is KK4JZX. Maybe you have a question for the net tonight, or you have an answer for Phil. KD0ETQ, this is KK4JZX.
Yeah, this is N1VXP. No real answer for Phil. I'm not really 100% sure of you know, what All-Star and D-Star are. And I also picked up the, I got the ball fang. And it took a while, but I got the store that was sent with it. I was able to open it up, and it seems to work. So I don't know if... it's maybe the way you open up the files or zip files, but you have to do a sequencer. I was able to get everything loaded, and I put a couple of frequencies on the chart and load into the radio, and it seems to work fine. So I guess it's something a sighted person would have to really look at, because just opening the disk and running it does not do anything. But other than that, the radio was great. Did find, this makes me laugh, but the website vendor out of China called E-Tech City, and apparently they sell the radios to, you get the battery, strange, I guess that's the way they have to ship them. It just made me laugh when I saw the prices were really cheap, and when you add the price of the pound, then it's more like the normal price. Other than that, I'll just be back looking for a while. N1VXP back to control.
N1VXP, thank you very much. And you mentioned you got the Baofeng. Did you which model did you get? Was that the UV5R? Go ahead.
Yeah, that was the 5R. I looked at 3R. Said I had a Yaesu dual band with more idea. Yeah, no keypad. It was all the frequency to put separately. I said no, I'd rather have the keypad. But it's a 5R, and works. The other thing I have to mention is I have a 3,800 milliamp battery, which actually makes the old look about twice the size, but it's a high-capacity lithium battery.
N1VXP, okay, I don't know if you timed out, but I think we got the gist of what you were trying to say. Hopefully that will work for you really well, and you'll report back and let us know how it's working out for you. So We've got a couple things on the, actually one thing on the table right now, which Phil was asking about, and that's D-Star and All-Star. And we've got a station. Hopefully I've got that one right as well. I apologize, folks. KB6JM, go ahead. This is KK4JZX.
Well, you're close. You're close. This is Kilo Bravo 5, Uniform Juliet Mike, B5UJM. And good to meet you, Quinn Jose. This is Robert down in Texas in San Antonio, the gatekeeper of the 442.35 repeater. And there were actually two questions Bill asked. He asked what was an Echolink node, and I to address that one, after my radio brother buddy to address the All-Star question. He's much more versed in that. So what an Echolink node is, Phil, is, okay, so you have all these different stations on the Echolink system, and they have an address, a node number, which is kind of like a telephone number, okay? So if you think of Echolink like the telephone system, every station on there, whether it's a repeater, which is, you're going to know that because they're going to have the repeater call sign, for instance, in my case, KB5J-R, or a link, and what a link is when somebody hooks up a simplex radio and they have a very limited coverage, or it's not a repeater, it's just like a gateway, a way to connect. That's a link. Or a conference, which like what we're using now, the Handy Ham conference, I think it's Star Handy Ham, or individual computer. So if you're on the system, you will have your node number and they can connect directly to your computer and call you. Okay? So that's how that works. So to give you an example, and you can buy vanity numbers, my node number for my repeater is 64235. Because I didn't want to pay the extra money and get 442.35, but maybe I might eventually. But 64235 is my node number. So on Echolink, you connect to 6425 that automatically connects you to a repeater, which is 4235 here in San Antonio. I hope that answers your question. And if you have questions on Echolink, you can, if you try to connect to my machine, I'll be around, or if some friends are around, I'll be happy to help. This looks like it's burning up the repeater. That's us. Back to net control. This is B5 Uniform Juliet Robert in San Antonio, Texas. Over.
Okay, Robert, KB5UJM, I apologize again for that. Alright, I've got three strikes on me tonight, but that's okay. I was trying to get the calls as quickly as possible. It was almost impossible to type them in as they were coming in, so I apologize for that. This is KK4JZX for the Handy Ham Radio Club Net for tonight, October 18th, and we've got the next station, which is Buddy, KB5ELV, Buddy Brandon. What's up, Buddy? Come in.
Jose, KK4JZX, KB5ELV here, and well, let's see, I've got a whole pile of stuff here. Let's see, an All-Star node. Star node is a node on the All-Star network, and all these nodes, well, Robert explained pretty well, and the concept is identical on All-Star. But a node, an All-Star node is a node that has a radio connected to a computer running Linux with the asterisk just telephone PBX software installed on it. And it's a specific version of that. It's an older version that was sort of customized and optimized to run a radio link. So this asterisk installation, it can be very easy. You can basically like install a version of Linux off of the All-Star Link webpage and do a couple of setup things, go to a web browser, and have a configuration for your node just pushed to your box, and have it all set up pretty quickly. Now, this is kind of cool in a couple of respects because Asterisk is actually also a very capable repeater controller. In fact, I am talking through that now, and it also does Echolink. The Asterisk box also connects with Echolink. It was originally a telephone PBX software, and it's been sort of co-opted to do radio things, and it's pretty cool. Next thing, I get the Bonehead of the Year award twice. Been trying to troubleshoot. I have a backyard repeater running Asterisk, and and its coverage has been lousy. Just at, and it's got a big main antenna. It's admittedly not at very high, only about 18 feet above the ground right now. But that being that, it should have gotten me more than a couple of blocks. Well, it didn't, and I was fit to be. I didn't know what the problem was. So I put the repeater on temporarily on a mag mount inside the house, and I got coverage. So I took that off, and I went outside and brought down the push-up pole, and I was going to change the antenna and make sure that the problem was the feed line, as I suspected, and I brought it down, and I looked, and lo and behold, there's no feed connected to the antenna. So I didn't I feel stupid, connected the antenna to the feed line, and everything was still working great, and then I looked, and I noticed there was no feed line connected to the duplexer. So then I connected to the antenna to the duplexer, and now everything works pretty good. And finally, plug, plug, plug. Robert, as you just heard, and I are going to start a new ham radio podcast, which will be at podcast.net. And unlike all other amateur radio casts, this one will be recorded off the air. You can actually use ham radio to do a ham radio podcast. Details posted. Everyone's welcome to come in and participate. Basically, you can participate by connecting to my node or to Robert's node. And it's going to be oodles and gobs of chaos. So anyway, that's about it from here. Back to you there, Jose. KB4JZX, KB5ELV.
All right, buddy. KB5ELV. This is KK4JZX. Thank you very much for your contributing. Before I get to a Linton, which is KB0UCO, I'm going to ask Phil, KD0ETQ. Phil, does that answer your question or part of it? Do you have any further comments or questions regarding what has been discussed thus far with regard to node name, you know, what a node is and what an all-star node is? Phil, go ahead.
KD0ETQ. I was more... Ricardo and I kind of knew an Echolink node was. It was the All-Star node, D-Star thing. So, yeah, he's so good about the node he's using. I kind of understand it now. It used to be the PBX and what he's using. Everything. Yeah, he did a real good job of explaining it to me. Echolink node, I kind of knew what it was. You know, partially, but he gave me the other part of what I didn't know about the Echolink node, which was an added... answer there. So yeah, that helped me out a lot. Jose, KK4, KK, I was making you a KB4, KK4JZX, 0ETQ.
Alright, Phil, KD0ETQ, KK4JZX, and thank you, buddy, KB5ELV for your stories about your feed line there. I don't know, but that sounds like, wow, quite interesting that you discovered those things, and I wonder how they got there to begin with. KB0UCO, I think it is, and that is Linton. How's it going tonight? Come in. This is KK4JZX.
Yeah, good evening there, Jose. This is Linton. You got that right in the call sign. KB0, Uncle Charlie Operator in Minnesota here. It's kind of a rainy night, but, it's going to get better by Saturday, Sunday, so, just walk out, and no questions or no answers, so, let's jump in and say hi to everybody. KB0UCO.
All right, KB0UCO, Linton, thank you very much. This is KK4JZX for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet for Thursday, October 18th, and, I've got another station that came in at the tail end of the list, and I didn't, I just got the prefix. That station was WB9, and I missed the rest of it. I apologize for that. I am working very hard to make sure that I get the stations. I promise you all that I will. Go ahead and check back in with me and come in with your question and your name, and go ahead.
Okay, this is Whiskey Bravo 9, Sierra Lima Mike, WB9FM. The handle here is Chris, the Romeo NC. I'm located in Greenville, Illinois, and I have pretty much a Kenwood shack with the exception of a couple Chinese radio. And I'm working you now on my Jetstream 220 radio through the air RLP node. That's where I am. I have dabbled in D-Star a little bit, but not enough to explain it well. And also the problem with D right now, we wrote the software, and the rewritten software is completely inaccessible. What the problem is nothing is to have a whole screen of labeled graphics, and therefore you can't, you don't know what to do with it. I'm trying to think of the guy's name, and I know it as well as I know my own. Anyway, he is Robin is supposedly working on it. He was going to rewrite the software, label all the graphics, so on and so forth. And that's a year and a half ago, and it still isn't done. So I am a little bit skeptical at this point if it will ever get done. But when the software was accessible, I rather enjoyed messing around with D-Star. And Phil, if you're in the St. Louis area, I'm about 40 miles east of you, right down Interstate 70. Anyway, that's all I hear. This first evening, I've had the opportunity to join the net. I've known about it for some time, and a lot of the names and calls are very familiar from the Blind Hams list. And so it's good to be in here, and I'll listen and see what I can learn and contribute where I can. Back to UKK 4ZX, JZX, WB9SLM.
WB9SLM, thank you very much. I sure won't forget your voice, and I won't forget your name, Chris. This is KK4JZX for the Handy Ham Radio Club Net, the Tech Net tonight. All right, I think we're at the bottom of the list right now, and we've got mostly what we've been talking about tonight is D-Star and some of the experiences with Buddy Brandon had while working with his Feedline, and that was quite interesting. And you know, Buddy, Asterisk, wow, I saw that product, I think when I first saw that product, it was, 10, 12, 15 years ago, and you're right, it was a PBX product, and I know I had some clients that were using it back then when I was in IT, and it was an interesting product. I didn't realize that Asterisk had turned into... have features for RF, for radio. And so, all right. Now that I'm at the bottom of the list, I'd like to take any check-ins at this time. And remember, if you have any questions, any comments, any tips, anything that you can bring to the table that would help the group here, or any questions that you might have, go ahead. And no question is a bad question. Anything that has to do with technology, computers, Windows, you name it, telephones. We're here to try to answer it in a roundtable discussion. And we're going to try to do it as quickly as possible. This is KK4JZX. Go ahead.
Here's KHSY.
Nick and Joe. New checking. Kilowatt Echo 5. Alpha Golf Tail. AGH.
I got three stations there. I think I got WB9SLM again, and maybe you wanted to make a final comment, and I apologize for that, but then I've got Ron, K8HSY, I did not get that wrong, I know that, and then I've got Eddie, K5AGH, but let me turn it over to WB9SLM, I thought you had a final comment, go ahead.
KK4JZX, WB9SLM. Yeah, I have a question. What is this new radio that people have been talking about, the something 3 or something 5? And I think you were discussing the software for it earlier this evening. I think somebody commented about it. But is it an HT, a handheld? Is it a something on the computer, or exactly what is it? And is not totally accessible, but that it can be made so. That's all I need. WB9SLM back to net control.
Okay, before I move on to Ron, K8HSY, and Eddie, I'm going to hold off really quickly here to try to answer this question and get a buddy to come in here, KB5ELV, to answer part of it. But the two radios that we've been talking about on the Blind Ham's list is the UV5R and the UV3R. There's a huge difference between the two. And one, the UV3R is the one that I've been working on. which is totally inaccessible on the radio itself, and the software is somewhat accessible, and the UV5R is much more accessible than the UV3R. But I'd like to bring in KB5 ELV, if you guys don't mind those two stations, Ron and Eddie, so that he can tell us a little bit about that, so that we can answer WB9SLM's question. Buddy, are you still there? KK4JZX.
Yeah, KB5 ELV. First of all, yes, Asterisk is still a PDX in mainstream circles, so forth. It still does that, and it's still very capable. But it also does this other stuff. Cool. It's overkill, but I have a phone patch. Anyway, I missed your question. Wee! Phone head and can't talk either. I missed your question, Chris. Sorry. What was it?
Know about these new radios that have been discussed on the blind hand and exactly what they are and what they're like, what frequency they cover, bands, whatever.
So the UV5R is the one that is more accessible. It's a bit quirky to program. I'll be happy to send you a sort of introduction to programming it if you like. It's 128 channels, 128 memory channels. Covers 2 meters and 440 plus lots of frequencies outside the ham bands. It's 138 to 174 and 400 to 480 full coverage. So pretty small. If you've seen the Kenwood THF6, it's about that size, although a little smaller. It's got a sideways VTLF pad, like copper with an ACDB. Okay, really. And then it's 1G3STAR456078 pound. Once you get used to that, it's not bad. It has some voice feedback, and it's really easy to set up once you sort of get the hang of it and understand this support. But it's a neat little radio, and it's a neat little radio, especially because it's like, depending on where you buy it, between $45 and $65, if you buy direct from China, it's around $48, $49. If you buy it from Import Communication in the U.S., with the U.S. warranty and all that, it's $65. And battery is only $40. So, I mean, for the money, you can't beat it. Anything specific that you want to know about it?
KB5 ELV use. There was a. I don't quite know how to describe it, but you're coming in a little broken up, and I don't know if WB9 SLM caught all of that. Chris, did you catch all of that that Buddy was saying? This is KK4JZX.
Packet loss.
4JZX WB9 SLM. I copied most of that, but Buddy, I noticed that you didn't. The same thing happened earlier. The beginning of your signal is real clear, and the longer you talk, the more garbled you become. So the very last of it, I was having difficulty sorting out, but I got most of it. I understand what it's all about now. So answered my question and answered enough to know that it's not anything I really think I need. I have a plethora of radios around here, and so I don't think this one that would cover anything more than what I've already got covered. So that was what I was curious about. Thank you very much. KK4JZX WB9SLM back in control.
WB9SLM, thank you very much for coming back with your comments, and Buddy, thank you. It's we always welcome you on the Handyham Radio Club TechNet, because you bring a lot of experience, and you've done a lot of with these two particular radios that we've been discussing for the last couple of weeks. And thank you very much. And I'm going to move on to the next two stations. The first one was K8HSY. Ron, go ahead. How's it going tonight?
Hey, good evening, everyone. Good evening to you, Jose. You're sounding really good. Yeah, I don't know what the deal was with Buddy's signal. He was really breaking up there. I was having a hard time understanding him, too. Those radios are really getting a lot of attention, I guess largely because of the low price of them. But when you come back, Jose, would you give me the physical dimensions of that UV5R the little handheld transceivers, I understand it. But if you could give me the dimensions, approximate dimensions in inches. I'm not a metrics guy. I should be, but I'm not. So that I'd kind of be curious to know the size. And probably going to ask you all to, on the Handy Hams list, to put out a list of accessories that you recommend a person buy with that radio, the radio and the various accessories you'd recommend that you buy with it. Because I am thinking about possibly going ahead and buying one myself. They're pretty reasonably priced. So I don't have anything much. It's been really, really windy today. Wow, windy. I mean, 20, 25, 30 mile an hour winds most all day. It's down here this evening. So it's not bad tonight. Boy, it was really windy for a while. We're trying to get a lot of our yard work done, get some grass seed in and mulch in for flower beds and working on our backyard. And boy, it was pretty windy to work, try to do anything outside today. We had a real heavy rain last night, and I'm afraid our grass may have washed down into the bay. I don't know. That's it for now. And anybody has any questions about Tans, anything I can answer, I'll be standing by. So I've been around ham radio for a lot of years and dealt with a lot of different pieces of gear and antennas and whatnot. So anyway, that's it. So back to you, Jose. This is K8HF, the happy, silly youngster.
All right. K8HSY, happy, silly youngster. Is that what it is? Ron, I don't have the dimensions of the UV5R, but I know someone who has one. There are two people here who have worked with one. I have the UV3R, which is about 2 inches wide by about 4 inches high. That's about what you get with the UV3R. But I'm going to bring in KD0 ETQ Phil before I move on to Eddie. Sorry, Eddie, KE5AGH, but I'm going to bring in Phil, because he's been working with this radio a lot lately, and then maybe Buddy can jump in later and talk about it. Phil, can you talk a little bit about the dimensions for the UV5R? This is KK4DZX.
Yeah, who's that? It's KD0ETQ. Okay, I got it right here with me. I type in a text bottle larger than a pack of cigarettes. It's actually narrower than, I guess, a pack of cigarettes. It's a little taller. I don't know, you know, and that's not counting the antenna. If you unscrew the antenna and hold it down near the base of the antenna is actually taller than the HT itself. If you didn't have it's actually twice the length if you count the antenna on. You know, it's maybe 2 inches across, maybe 4 inches. 2 meters across, 4 inches high, 4 or 5 inches high, and an inch deep, inch and a half. It's very small. I mean, you could, if you, you know, just a regular dress shirt that has a pocket in it. I've carried around a flannel shirt. I just stick it in my pocket. Even with antenna on, you know, the antenna's not hitting me under the chin or anything. So it's very small. I mean, you can hold, if the antenna's off, hold it in your hand and wrap your hand around it. That's all it is. So I don't know if I gave the exact dimensions. I could get the, you know, I'd have to go to the box and look at the, you know, thing came with it. But you just imagine a pack of cigarettes being about an inch higher and a little bit narrower. That's about what it, hold it in your hand. I've had a lot of luck with it since, you know, I didn't even need the software. I mean, I learned how to program it through the keypad in 2 days, but now that I got the software working, I got myself several different, you know, menu. But the size of it's very easy. You stick it in the shirt pocket with no problem at all. KD0ETQ.
KD0ETQ, Phil. Thank you very much for the description there. I'd like to let you know, Ron, that that Phil is sighted, and he's been able to program the radio from the front panel. And I know that the UV5R has audio prompts. And I don't know if Phil has been able to work with those, but I think Phil has enough sight to be able to work with the radio on the panel itself. Unless I'm incorrect, Phil, would you come back and clarify that, and then I'll turn it over to K8HSY so that we could get his comments back. This is KK4JZX.
I am a sighted person. My wife is the blind person. So yeah, I was able to, and like if I turn it on right now, you'll hear it.
Channel mode.
See, it's just channel mode. So it did everything I do. It tells me if I put in 146.85, it'll say 146.850. I listen. I can hear it. I mean, being sighted, I don't need it. You can turn that off. I could turn it, but I just leave it on because I just like listening to it, kind of. But it's not. But I am fully sighted, you know, with glasses. But I'm fully sighted. It's not. But she's an amateur operator. But yeah, I was able to program it through the first because my software wouldn't work. But now, when I got the software working, it also KD0ETQ.
All right, KD0ETQ, Phil, thank you. I'd like to ask, before we turn it over to Ron and then Eddie, we're coming to you, Eddie, sorry. Maybe Buddy, KB5ELV has a comment, because I know Buddy has been working, he has the eyes-free manual for the UV5R, and he's worked with it, he's created a manual for those that are non-sighted, so... Buddy, do you have any comments before I turn it over to Ron? KK4JZX.
Not really. He's right. It doesn't speak everything. Like, you can't ask it what frequency you're on. It will read channel numbers, and the things that don't speak are directly settable. So it is a very, very accessible radio from the keypad. KB5LV.
All right. Buddy, thank you very much. KB5ELV. This is KK4JZX. All right, now Ron, K8HSY. Any further comments before we turn it over to Eddie? Go ahead, Ron. All right, K8HSY, are you still there? This is KK4JZX. You copy?
Yeah, okay, good deal. Thank you very much, Phil and Buddy. Sounds like a pretty intriguing little radio. I don't see how, for the price, I don't see how you can go wrong with the thing. I think it's quite a deal. I don't know how well the built-in antenna works. I assume it's a whip. I assume it's like a telescoping whip or something, but I don't know. And I assume some of you have probably hooked up a J-pole or some kind of outside antenna with it as well. So anyway, thank you very much, Jose. I appreciate the feedback. That's pretty interesting. Pretty neat little radio for 50, give or take $50. KK4JZX, K8HSY.
All right, K8HSY, this is KK4JZX. Thank you very much, Ron. And hopefully, maybe when we come back around, somebody can talk about whether they've hooked up an external antenna to that HT. And we'll see if somebody has done that before. All right, I'm going to turn it over to KE5AGH, Eddie, and how's it going? I know I made you wait a little bit. I wanted to clear up some things with these two radios. They've been talked about quite a bit, and it's nice to be able to have the hams that come in here and answer these questions and have all the detail that we're getting here. Eddie, go ahead, KE5AGH.
It's going to be okay there. I fully understand, and really that needs to be when a subject like that comes up and it needs more of an answer there to it and stuff, or whatever the situation may be, that where it would be turned over to somebody else, completely okay with me. You're doing your best, and I guess I do got a question. I'm still experimenting with my DB224. I had to run and take care of somebody's tower. I'm pretty sore, banged up, beat up, all that. But I've got some more jobs lined up too. That's why we missed some of the net. At one time, I was going to pull out the phone on top of the tower and check in, but I was scared I may drop it. There's nothing asphalt below it. Let me reset. I've seen the DB228s. You know, I got two DB224s, and I forgot who that was. Was it Buddy that had the had antenna experience? what I'm trying to do, for some reason, I don't know why, is take two DB-224s, have 8 bays on 21 foot, and have them spaced 20 degrees. They need to be like that to where another antenna can be turned at some point. The DB-224 don't have much rejection at all to it. So we still a long ways yet, but we're trying. But if there's any information on that, if that's ever been tried, I've been looking and looking and looking on the internet, hoping to see one that was set up like that. Just so it'd be something different and maybe get some more forward punch, more so. The way the single DB-24 was with all four backlined one way, I'd lose 2 to 3 units off of somebody on the back. It just depends how strong they were. And of course, if they're under the antenna, it didn't make no difference. But 105 foot. But if anybody's seen that or and seen it work well, I'd be interested in that information. KE5AGH. Hope I didn't time out nothing.
KE5AGH, Eddie, thank you very much. Yes, let's see if we can find somebody that can answer your question here about what you're trying to do. And, all right, I'm at the bottom of the list here, and we've got a couple of topics on the table. I think we've answered the questions that Phil has, and we've talked a little bit about the HTs, the UV5R and the 3R, and accessibility with those. And now Eddie's got a question about a configuration that he's antenna setup that he's trying to get done at his location there. And anyone that has any questions, any comments, please go ahead and check into the Handyham Radio Club TechNet. Go ahead, it's your turn.
Kilowatt, Wing 3, Romeo Hotel.
W7ALX, good evening.
Three familiar voices there. K0PQW, I've got KL3RH. And then I've got W7ALX. KA0PQW. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, you also doubled with Joel, AB1U. I think Joel was checking out. Basically, he said 73 to everyone. So you doubled with him. Let's see. KA0PQW here. Not much here tonight. I was tinkering around with my old KTS-130 here, which I've been using as an IF rig to drive a tech transfer 6 meters. Well, I finally decided I got in over my head on it, so I put the cover back on it. I thought I'd give it one more shot here tonight and try to find some of the loose connections and stuff that have some intermittent output issues, transmit issues and stuff. So I was going to have to go to somebody bigger that's got more better tools and stuff than I got. Anyway, one bit of quick information. Let me reset this jock here. That I thought I would share with the net here real quick. Oh, and by the way, good to hear W7LX on. I haven't heard you on in a long, long time. Good to hear you on there. I was recently talking to somebody that works as a technician at one radio stores. I'm not going to say who it is. I don't want people in it, you know, really call them up and whatever, but... He was, we were talking about older equipment and, you know, how manufacturers sometimes support it and don't. But he was telling me that, you know, all the manufacturers either have a list or something of what they'll still will not support or how far back they'll go. Kenwood is pretty good. They'll support some of their older stuff. Yaesu is the absolute worst. They've got some very recent radios that they will not support. But interestingly enough, ICOM appears to be the best. I mean, they don't put out any list at all of anything that they won't support. They will attempt to do anything they've ever put out, going all the way back to the beginning of ICOM, which I really found a nice, and I've always been very good about that.
I know several times I've gotten call information from them, rails that were 20 and 30 years old, you know, and in a couple of cases, they, in a couple of cases, we even went to the extreme of having some technical information on an ICOM 502 that they only had in Japanese, and they had it translated from Japanese to English for me. And, all of no charge. So, if you've got older ICOM equipment and you want to try to get it repaired, if it's not working, it's worth a shot. They won't guarantee it, you know, because they can't get parts, but they'll certainly take a shot at it. So that was useful information. Other than I'm good here and finished putting some stick rig here and then decide where I'm going to go from there. KK4JZX, KA0PQW.
All right, Matt, thank you very much for checking in, and thank you for your comments. This is KK4JZX for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet for October 18th, 2012. And I recognize I doubled with AB1MU, and I'll come back to you as soon as I pick up on the other two stations. And I think my next station was KL3RH. Go ahead, Riley.
Good evening, Jose and the net. Doing a great job as always and all that. So let's see. Just got back from fishing here. And, we all caught our limits, so that was fun. Let's see. I'm having HP problems. what's so unusual about that? And I've got an asterisk box sitting up in my closet.
Echo Link is locked in.
So that's about all I know. It's supposed to be beautiful here, but tomorrow 72 degrees, and we're going to love it. All right. Have a wonderful evening. Thanks for the net, KL3RH.
KL3RH, Riley, I was wondering how it went the other day with your computer there and your Windows XP CD. And also, Riley, please, don't tempt me, man, because I can't go into the water right now, and I love fishing. I don't know, man. I do love fishing, and I wish I can get out there almost every night, but one day, one of these days, I'm going to move next to the beach so that I can do that. Go ahead and come back and tell me really quickly about, you know, what happened with your revert to Windows XP, KK4JZX.
I tried everything. I tried your guys' suggestions. I tried things that are absolutely unconventional. And it doesn't matter what it is, whether it be a live CD or a, you know, a program CD, you know. I thought, well, gee, let me see if I can boot into, you know, this live Linux CD that I've got. And I ended up crashing. So, and actually in the mix of all of this is I'm having to move. It's only about 300 feet, but, oh my. You know, just having to do all that and stuff, I mean, the computer is important, but it'll run the way it is now. Anyway, don't want to tie it up too long. AL3RH.
All right, Riley. Hopefully, if you, hopefully we can solve that at some point with your, with everything you're doing there with that computer. And wow, moving 300 feet away—that it's always tough moving, no matter what. No matter what you do, it's always tough to move because you still have to carry the stuff, right? All right, W7ALX, it's your turn. Go ahead. This is KK4JZX.
Good evening, everyone. This is W7ALX, located here on the Central Oregon coast. Nice to hear everyone. I've been very busy over the past year. My better half and I made a move to a new location down all the antennas, and right now we're looking at some other antenna setup, and then also spend time out there fishing. It's nice to hear that we have fishermen here on the net this evening. I do a lot. I'm located in Depot Bay, Oregon, which is on the Central Oregon coast, and we're the smallest navigable harbor in the world. So I do a lot of shore fishing, deep water stuff, as well as streams, rivers, and not so much lakes are fine, but we go mostly there, bigger game fish. So anyway, we have fun at what we do. Fish are always a good thing. I'm just here putting together a desk and trying to get things organized around here, and so I'll just be listening. And so good to hear everyone. Good to hear Matt here, and also good to hear Buddy. Anyway, back to Nick Cole. This is W7ALX.
W7ALX, thank you very much for checking in. And did you... I was wondering if you had any comments for anything that's been discussed tonight, and at all, regarding what's been talked about. And I know that Eddie has had a question about antenna, his antenna setup there. Did you have any comments regarding anything that has been discussed thus far? This is KK4JZX. Go ahead.
No, actually, I. By the way, this is W7ALX. I just kind of came in the middle of your discussion. And was listening, and went and worked over there in the other corner on a desk. So I was just saying, I didn't hear any questions about the antennas. I use several off-center fed dipoles, as well as I've used a DXCC, and also I have a SG. For a long wire, so I didn't get much of the information there. This is W7ALX.
Okay, W7ALX. Thank you very much for checking in. I appreciate that. And I'm going to move on to AB1MU. AB1MU, go ahead and come in with your comments, your questions for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet tonight. Anything you might want to ask or comment on in terms of what's been discussed tonight, you're welcome to do any of that. This is KK4JZX.
Good evening to everyone on the net. I have no real comments. Just been listening to the net. Great net. Enjoyed it a lot. I'll continue listening. Let me just say 73s to everyone, and we'll turn it back to net control. This is AB1MU. 73s to all.
All right, AB1MU, thank you very much. This is KK4JZX, and just wanted to let you all know that the Handy Ham TechNet is a weekly net. It is on Thursday nights, every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and it is officially the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. If you'd like to find out more about Handy Hams and the services, go ahead and visit www.handyham.org, and you'll be able to find information about the Handy Hams organization, the nets that we have here, the daily nets, which are 11 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Central, 12 p.m. Eastern, every day. Go ahead and go to www.handyham.org and just to find out more. All right. I am at the bottom of the list here, and we are at the top of the hour. It's actually 9:07 here locally, 8:07 Minnesota time. Anyone that'd like to check in right now with any questions, any comments about what's been discussed, go ahead. It's your turn.
I'd be glad to do a repeat there on the question.
N5 X-ray comment.
N1 GXP recheck.
K5 AGH is my first station, and then I've got Woody, which is N5 XCX, and then I've got N1 VXP with a recheck, and I'll take Eddie, because I know he wanted to throw out the question again about the question he had. So, Eddie, it's your turn. Go ahead.
All right. What I'm trying to do, which it's not near repeated. But I was wondering if anybody's ever ran across the information. I can't find it online or anything. Never saw one, but I'm needing to put 8 bays. I got 2 dB 24s. 8 bays, counter them 90 degrees apart.
And the reason for doing that is because it's going to be rotated because their antenna is going to be rotating. Already 18 up there, another 18 element gun. Then there'll be stack 18s on fiberglass boom, and by the way, the fiberglass boom is worth its weight in gold when it comes to talking with these 2-meter antennas at 70 centimeter 220. After that, you better have some fiberglass. Very strong. I used a Motorola antenna, but anyway, that question. Change part on all 8 bays side by side, but 90 degree part, 8 of them on a 21 foot piece of boom. It's going to be heavy. I never saw it. Don't know if it'll work, but that's where I got going. Any suggestions would be very, very, very appreciative. KE5ADH.
Okay, Eddie, KE5AGH, we'll see if someone here would have a comment or a possible answer for you here. Let me turn it over to N5XCX. Woody, go ahead, it's your turn. How are you doing tonight?
Real good, Jose. I just, actually, this is, I think, my first time with TechNet. I wanted to see a couple of things. First of all, that phasing he's talking about, there's a real good article on that in the ARRL book. So, he got up online if he wants to. I think that's just under ARRL.com, but he'd have to order that antenna book. I think it's something like about ours. I also wanted to check and see if Paul's online. There's a guy named Paul, N5HUM. If he is on frequency tonight, I need to pass a little traffic to him there. Over.
N5XCX, go ahead and pass your traffic. Woody, go ahead. This is KK4JZX.
N5HUM. Paul, are you online there? Over. I don't hear him. I don't see him in the list either. Just online there, buddy. Thanks a lot for standing by for me there. Once again, I think Eddie can get that information, and I think the antenna book is on tape. If not, it ought to be. Maybe you can talk Pat into putting it on tape for him there, or something. N5XCX, back over.
Okay, Woody, thank you very much, N5XCX. let me see if Eddie, KE5AJH, has any comments about that. Eddie, did you catch that? Did you copy that? It is, Woody's talking about the ARRL antenna book. I think you can go to ARRL.org and grab that one. Did you copy that, Eddie? KK4JZX.
All right, yeah, that's appreciated. Like I said, I hadn't got it built yet. I got four elements on the tip-top of it. Not the tip-top of it. But, I'm hoping it'll work. It'll work well. Having a 105-foot of tower, that's definitely going to help it perform no matter what. See what happens. I got some more bass to go. And hopefully, much longer, and we get to spend some more time with it and conduct experiments with it. It's one thing I kind of like to do whenever I'm messing around with an antenna. If I can get that person that's too close, not too far, to where experiments can be done. And some of the experiments been done has been knowledgeable. Exciting to very, very, very helpful on getting the punch out of the antenna. I never saw one set up that way. I've got a lot of antenna knowledge, but we'll just see how this works. But ain't like any other cop out, it'd be great to be here listening.
KE5AGH.
KE5AGH, thank you very much. And we're moving on to a recheck by N1VXP. N1VXP, go ahead. This is KK4DZX.
It's N1VXP. Yeah, I think Eddie would be probably a good idea to give the ARRL a call and other technical support people. They do have quite a staff there that can pretty well answer the question and direct the right way. Just also wanted to people know about the 5R radio. The official FM band does work quite well. I noticed that the, and for the sighted people, it has a little strobe light, flashlight built in the top, which is kind of handy to have. But, definitely a nice radio, and I think there was somebody asked about a question about putting an antenna. I am in the process of getting one of the adapters so I can put a scanner antenna. It's a 2-meter 440 transmittable and a little base antenna I'll eventually have on there. So that was one of the items, and like I said, I'm in the process of getting that 3800 milliamp battery. Yeah, to make it a little bit more power, so I don't have to charge the battery up so much. N1VXP, back to net control.
N1VXP, thank you very much. This is KK4JZX for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet, October 18th, 2012. Does anyone have any comments, further comments regarding anything that's been discussed thus far? This is KK4JZX. Please go ahead with your comments, your check-ins. We're taking them now.
Well, we could try being a chicken. This is Victor Alpha 3, India Delta Juliet, Zure in London, Ontario, Canada.
That station that just came in, go ahead and repeat your call sign with your... I'm having lots of packet loss today. I just noticed that my computer is really acting up, and I didn't catch the beginning of that, although it probably came in very clear, because sometimes I'm hearing the recording and things come in very clear, but I don't hear it, so I apologize. But go ahead with your comments and repeat your call sign for me, please. This is KK4JZX.
KK4JZX, net control. This is Victor Alpha 3, India Delta Juliet. My name is Desiree. I usually check into the technical net myself, but I don't know that Susie WHDKS is sometimes here, but I see she's not on screen tonight. Just remembered that the net was here and figured after our pro net here in the Ontario for emergency purposes, I'd pop by and say hello to the people. So not much else to add, just another bean for the pot, so to speak. Next up with that, we'll throw things back into your court. Hopefully I made the transmission. This is VA3, or should I say VA3, independent disc jockey from London, Ontario, Canada. Guys, can
I call? I like that, Desiree. And I haven't heard you in a long time. When I started in ham radio a few months ago, I heard you a couple times on the Handy Ham conference, but I had not heard you in a while, and I definitely appreciate your checking into the net. And I think the last time I heard you was about 3 months ago, 2 or 3 months ago. But thank you very much for checking in. V3IDJ, this is KK4JZX. Appreciate it, and please continue to check into our net as we are getting a lot better. We're bringing in topics to discuss on the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet every Thursday night. It's been really, really a tremendous TechNet for the last 7 sessions, and we are looking forward to having many, many more. And thank you again, Desiree. We really appreciate that. This is KK4JZX. Anyone at this time that would like to check in, come in with your comments. It is your turn, KK4JZX. I'm going to go back to V3IDJ, because I don't know if you wanted to make any additional comments, Desiree. And I know that you had come in and I didn't hear you, but I didn't copy you quite right. But if you'd like to make any comments about what's been said so far and what's been discussed on the net here, or anything else that you'd like to say in terms of closing comments, we definitely appreciate that. Go ahead.
Okay, this is KF7WWP, Roger from Apache Junction, Arizona. I just I just want to say 73 to everyone, and thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right, KF7WWB, thank you very much, and 73 to you. But V3IDJ, Desiree, are you still there? Do you copy? KK4JZX.
KK4JZX, VA3J, go ahead.
No, Desiree, I just wanted to come back to you in case you wanted to make any final comments, any suggestions, and if you had any tips, anything for the TechNet tonight. I know that I wanted to turn it back to you earlier, but I was in a rush a little bit, and I shouldn't have done that. So if you have any final comments for the net, we definitely appreciate that. KK4JZX.
Sure. Some comments. Let's not be safe out there. Let's not go out barefoot in a thunderstorm because it could leave a shocking impression. Sorry. I'm just being silly girl. Anyways, everyone, have yourselves a great week, and thanks for allowing me to check in. I'm just curious, is it pronounced Jose, Josie, or how do you want your name pronounced, please?
The name is pronounced Jose. And it really has, it is an accent in the E, but it's, most people call me Jose. Some friends call me Joe, and I've had people call me Joseph. So, you know, you can call me any of those, but Jose is good enough. KK4JZX.
Very good, Jose. Not a problem. I know some people sometimes call me late for dinner, and I don't let them get away with it. Everyone, have yourselves a great week. This is VA3IDJ of Ontario, Canada. Back to KK4JZX. 73, all.
V3IDJ, thank you very much, Desiree. All right, we're getting pretty close to the closing of the net. We're about 25 minutes over, but we're having a lot of fun and lots of discussions here. If there are any further comments for tonight, anyone that would like to check in, please go ahead and come with your comments. This is KK4JZX. All right, I'm going to make one last call for any questions, any comments for tonight. And then if I don't hear anything, I'm going to go ahead and close the net for tonight. Is there anyone anywhere that would like to make any additional comments or would have any questions for the Handy Ham Radio Club net tonight? This is KK4JZX. Go ahead.
WA0TDA.
All right, I think I heard Pat, WA0TDA. This is KK4JZX. Go ahead, Pat.
Hey, very good, Jose. Well, this is an observation, I guess. I know the personal computer is such a prominent part of the back these days, and of course that means internet and for most of us wireless routers. And boy, I'll tell you, I've gone through wireless routers, and I know what's going on with them. But this past weekend, my D-Link router started to fail, and it would drop connections, and then it would become unreachable, and do all kinds of strange things. And I went through all of the various things like resets and upgrades and so forth, you know, the firmware upgrades. And it just seems like these products fail a lot. it seems like they have a high failure rate considering they're a solid-state device as part of the ham shack anymore. So, I don't know, just an observation. But I'm up and running again. WA0TDA.
WA0TDA, KK4JZX. Yeah, Pat, I've been very lucky with my routers here, my wireless routers. I've got two, and I think in the last 5 years, I've had a total of three wireless routers. Four, let's say, I've had four. One of them, which was a D-Link, and that one failed in the same fashion that you just described. So you know, it is I guess the luck of the draw, because I have two that I've been running for a couple of years now. And I've been pretty lucky, although tonight I've had some packet loss, and I'm not sure what's happening. I've had some issues with these routers for the last couple of days, and that might just be the sign, and your mentioning that might actually be the sign that it's time to get a new router, KK4JZX, for ID. If anyone else would like to make any comments, any suggestions, or have any questions for the net before we close tonight, it's your turn, and thank you, Pat, for checking in, but go ahead and anyone that would like to check in at this point and make any additional comments before we close the net, it's your turn. Go ahead.
N1VXP, we check.
N1VXP, go ahead.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I have a cable modem for my lap, and something that the cable technician mentioned was that apparently it was basically due to the power supply, that AC plug, the initial one that was came with the modem, caused the modem to completely die. And he said a lot of the modems that they get now have got a heavy-duty power supply, so it might be that the one I have now is an inline AC power supply, and it seems to be working much better than the little module that used to be into the outlet type of power. So as far as the cable company, they, you know, they're changing over a lot of their modems over to the heavier power supply, so that could be a little bit of the problem with the modems. N1VXP, back to net control.
N1VXP, KK4JZX. Yeah, that's interesting, because I hadn't heard that one, and I've been around a lot of technicians, but yeah, that's good to know. All right, moving along here. If there's anyone else that would like to check in at this point, go ahead, it's your turn.
WB0KZB.
All right, I've got W0KZB, and I've got another carrier, but no sound, no voice. But I'm going to go ahead and take WB0KZB. This is KK4JZX.
Good evening, and good evening to the net. The name here is Jim, W0KZB, coming to you on a rather ancient HW2036 Heath kit synthesized thing. Hopefully there's not too much synthesizer whine in it. Quick comment on routers. I have the Quest brand, well, not there, but it's Quest DSL wireless router, and all of a sudden I started getting interference, a modem sound when I was, after I would transmit for more than seconds, I would get this thing that sounded like a dial-up modem on pretty much anywhere on the 75-meter band. After a little bit of testing, I figured out that that was interference coming from the modem, the wireless router modem. And so what I did was did a little playing around, figured it was that, got a new one, and it did the exact same. Someone had mentioned some interference, and I'm suggesting possibly that it isn't a malfunction. It's a design issue. WB0KZB, back to net.
WB0KZB, Jim, thank you very much. Good to know. It's I don't know, but I've seen a lot of interference from routers and happening recently. I've got friends that have been calling me and asking me, you know, what they can do to stop their routers from interfering with devices in their homes, and it's just you're right, it could be a design issue. And wow, okay, moving along. Is there anybody else that would like to check in at this time before we close the net? One final call before we close the net for final comments. KK4JZX.
Quick comment before we leave there. The solution to my problem was I moved the router 5 meters, about 20 per take, and problem went away. If you reposition it, problem goes away. You want to give that a try. WB0KZB.
WB0KZB. Yeah. Wow. Sometimes changing the channel in the router configuration is does it as well. And you know how you can go into the router and make changes so that the router uses a different channel for transmission. That sometimes changes it and helps. I don't know if you had considered that, but yeah, proximity to these routers is sometimes detrimental to RF devices. And you know, telephone, mobile phones, and telephone systems. But I think there are other, I don't know if there are other methods of avoiding this, but yeah, sometimes changing the channel does work. And I've solved some issues for some people just by going in and changing the channel where the router transmits through. Okay, is there anybody else that would like to make any final comments before we close the net? This is KK4DZX.
KD0PIX.
All right, I've got WB0PI, and I missed the last part of that. Go ahead and come in with your call sign and your name and your comments. This is KK4JZX.
Kilo Delta Zero Papa India Echo.
Go ahead. Go ahead. This is KK4JZX.
This was like talking about the drivers and all that. And I just want to check in.
Okay. Thank you for checking in. Go ahead and make your comments again. Your final comments, because your transmission got cut off at the end there. This is KK4JZX.
Checking in from one account.
Okay, thank you very much for checking in. Don't be a stranger, and feel free to join us here every Thursday night for the Handy Ham TechNet at 7 p.m. Central and 8 p.m. Eastern every Thursday night. All right, is there anyone else that would like to make any additional comments, any closing comments before we close the net for tonight? Go ahead. All right, one last call. And we'll close the net. We are half an hour above the 1 hour limit that we try to keep within the Handy Ham Radio Club net. But it's all good and it's all fun. I'll take any last comments, and then I'll come back to close the net if I hear nothing else, and no additional check-ins. KK4JZX. All right, folks. This has been the Handy Ham Radio Club net for October 18th. 2012. Thank you very much for everyone that participated, and all that were here to discuss issues, make comments, suggestions. We definitely appreciate your visiting us. Go ahead and come back again. We promise that we have a different topic every week. It is a roundtable discussion, and we welcome everyone, whether you're listening or participating. I'd like to again thank you all for coming to the Handy Ham Radio Club net. This is KK4JZX, returning all equipment to normal operating parameters. 73.
Hey, thanks for calling the net and the time to do so. Thank you for the notos and stuff that carry it and everything, and all the people that are behind the scenes, the repeater owners. The simplex links, thank the Android phones and stuff. You've done your best calling the net, and that's what matters. You take your friend. Look forward to next time. Good job. KE5AGH.
Thank you, Eddie. KE5AGH. I've got a long way to go, buddy. But I appreciate the encouragement. I appreciate the comments. I've got quite an interesting setup here, switching between the EchoLink application and the Notepad, and having two headsets is quite interesting, and I'm learning to adjust to using all of that at the same time while trying to take calls. So I've got an appreciation. I've learned to appreciate the people that can take calls really quickly and can recognize call signs and recognize names, and that is kudos to individuals that can actually do that and do it well. I am nowhere near that level of expertise with regard to this, but with your help and everyone else that is very encouraging here, it definitely is appreciated. KK4JZX.